गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे। My heartly obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, spiritual master, Nitya Lila, Pravishtong Vishnu Parsishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsishmad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. All glory to Swamiji. I know that he has collected you all, and myself he had dragged. So all glory to Swamiji. But only glorify will not do. We will have to follow his instructions, not by mouth only, oh Prabhupada, glorious, glorious, not will do. You have to follow his deep instruction in your life. Then any fruit can come. And otherwise, oh, where you were, you will be there. No advancement. That is why Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, giving some instructions, and we should try to follow. From beginning, I am telling all these things. If you have a little Shraddha even, or you have Nishtha even, Ruchi even, but no Sadhu Sangha, no higher class of association, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, then you will lose your that faith, your Nishtha, your all these things. Even at the time of Rati has come, but it is not matured. Oh, there is some doubt. Again, so many offenses and unwanted things will attack you, like Bharat Maharaj and others. But I know that you are not in the stage of Bharat Rishi or anyone. Even Nishtha is there or not, oh, you can judge yourself by keeping your hands here. But yet we are discussing all these things, that what is our aim and what, how we can achieve that goal. So we are telling all these processes. If you are not in process, even you have so much love and affection, and it is not approved by Shastra, then all things are in vain. What meaning?
Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatva Vidhin Vina. Shruti means Veda, and Smriti means Smriti Shastra, like Mano Smriti, Harit Smriti, etc. They wrote so many things in their book. And Puran and Pancharatva means Narad Pancharatra. They have mentioned in their books the goal and process. Without their approval, without the proper process, if you do something by your own mind, by your uncontrolled mind, and if you think that this is the best process which I have discovered by myself, and by that I can achieve the Krishna prem, but if you not approved by any Shastra, then which you have kept your idea in your mind will go in vain and it will make chaos in your mind. One day will come, then you will give up everything and you will bound to go to hell without any fail. Hare Krishna.
As much as your bhakti will be increased, humbleness, and I am very low, this idea will come. If bhakti is not increased, false ego will act there. And if gradually bhakti is developing, gradually your this humbleness, humility, told in slokas trinadapi sunich, all will gradually come. And you will realize that really we are not anything. We have no power. Really we have no bhakti. Then you can realize. And how
insignificant
you are, you will realize then. Oh, Srimati Radhika realizes this. And she tells, I have no smell of prey to Krishna. I have not served. I have not seen even Krishna. So only she can tell. And this is the symptom of Mahabhava. Very high. So you should realize that you are nothing. Particle. It can be covered at any time by Maya. So, he is telling Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur that if you have even received the nishtha, you should hear from higher class of devotees. There are two kinds of Bhagavata. One, book Bhagavata, transcendental book, which was received by Vyas in his trance. This Bhagavat, in which all kinds of sweet and very powerful swift pastimes of Krishna has been given. But it is in lock and key. Who can open? Oh, that most high class of Bhakta Bhagavat. They have lock and key. Any ordinary Bhakta less than Rati, who has received Rati, they cannot lock.
Unlock.
They can lock. They, who has received that Suddha Sattva from any Parikar, eternal Parikar of Krishna. They can. Like Rup, Sanatana, all Sadgoswamis, Narottam Thakur and others, and up to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada, like this, they can open. So don't lose the fortune to hear from superiors. Don't lose. If your whole business is going down, no harm. If you lose your job in government, what? Government department, even that is not loss. What is loss? Oh, you have lost your sadhusan. This is. I know so many devotees here, especially from India, they don't come. Why they don't come? I know. They have come to make money. So their money is important. More important. But for you, you have left all these things and you have come. So you are most fortunate. So continue this thing. To lose any worldly thing is not
any loss.
Any loss. But lose these things is very
unfortunate.
Anyhow, to please your friend, who is Mayavadi, Karmi, Yogi, Jnani, don't associate with them. Otherwise, yourself you will be Mayavadi. Yourself. So don't be in their association. Mayavadi, especially lusty persons and the friends of lusty persons. If you want to have friendship with high class of, more superior than you, and he has some love and affection to you, and swajatiya,
like-minded.
What like-minded? For paramartha, not worldly thing. What he want? To serve Krishna in what way? And he is of the same category. Then. And by hearing this, steadiness of bhakti comes and gradually it develops. Tattenukampam susumikshyamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipak hridvag babubhir vidadhan namaste jiveta jo mukti pade sadaya bhak. Oh, this is shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami is giving sweet Harikatha to Parikshit, who is dying. Only 3 or 4 days he had. And he is going to die. And hearing. So he is telling, tatte inukampam susumikshma. Can you?
This verse, tatte inukampam susumikshma, no? Bhujane patna.
Yes, so hear carefully. Those who want transcendental bhakti and those who don't want, they should be involved with their sons, daughters and thinking other things. No harm. They should do.
Vidvad Bhapubhir Vidadam Namaste Jiveta Yamukti Padeh Sadaiva. Srila Gurudev, many times he is quoting this verse as most important for the sadhak who wants to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Teap Tatenu Kampam Shusha Mikshamano. Shamikshamano means that one who is...
You can come inside if you want.
One who is awaiting. But shushamikshamano, one who is very eagerly awaiting. And what is that person eagerly awaiting? Anukampam. One who is very eagerly awaiting the mercy of the Lord. That the devotee is performing the sadhana and bhajan and always hopeful, ashabanda, that when will that day... When will that day come? When I will receive the mercy of the Lord. And whilst performing one sadhana and bhajan, then bunjani evatma kritam vipakam. That due to one's past activities, then so many reactions may come. Reactions coming from, in the form of problems coming from other persons, coming from the devas, coming from one's own mind and body. So many different reactions coming. But the devotee is enduring all these situations. Bunjani Bhatma Kritam Vipakam. Understanding that I have done something in the past and now I'm getting just a very token reaction for what I've done. So even if the reaction is coming through the agency of some other person, then the devotee is not thinking, oh, this person has done this to me. But rather the devotee is thinking, I've done to myself and now my reaction is coming. With this meditation, one is taking responsibility for one's own past activities and carrying the load of one's reactions on one's head, and at the same time with one's heart, with one's words and with one's body, one is increasing in one's sadhana, bhajan and devotion to Guru Angaranga, despite the reactions coming, never hesitating or slowing down, but increasing in one's determination, then what will be the result of this type of activity, where one is not flinching despite getting the different reactions, which are one's own reactions? They're not coming from anybody else, only from ourselves we have done. Gurudev gives the example, like if you take your hand and you punch yourself. So you do not blame your hand, you know you've done it to yourself. So the reaction may come via so many different agencies, but we don't look at the agency, but we know, oh, I have done this. So one who takes it on and takes responsibility for their own past activities, then jiveta yamuti pade sadayabhat. Then the very sweet lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Satchinandan Gaura Hari, and especially Srila Gurudev, then they become enthroned in the lotus of one's heart.
Very good. Can you repeat? Mula Prakriti. In very easy words.
Very easy words. That whatever happens to us coming from the external, we take it as mercy from the Lord, that we've earned that, that we deserve that, and that it's favorable for our bhakti. So we pay obeisances to Krishna, we thank Him, and we continue more and more with our bhakti in that mood.
It is the mercy of Krishna that these sukh or dukh,
happiness
or
distress,
has come. It is, oh, I will tell a story about this from Mahabharata. All kinds of stories are there. You know that there was a big battle, Mahabharata, in Pandavas and Kauravas. They were fighting. Pandavas were fighting only to please Krishna, for his order. And Kauravas, they were in the side of Kali Yuga, or Sin. So they were fighting. He was not ready, Duryodhana was not ready to give anything, a place like the
needle.
He was not ready. So, battle was begun. Bhishma Pitamah was the
commander-in-chief
in Kaurav side. And here Bhim or Dhrishtadyumna. At that time, Bhishma Pitamah was fighting so furiously that it seemed that in a day or two, all the Pandav and his all army will be finished. But 10 days he was fighting and he could not do anything. Then Duryodhan came and accused Bhishma Pitamah, "You are my godfather. Only for you I have begun this battle. I know that in a moment you can destroy whole universe. What to this very
small,
weak in a small Pandavas. So I think that you are
from inner heart
you are
partial
to
Pandavas
and not to me." Then he, Bhishma Pitamah, told, "Don't accuse me like this." Don't accuse. Oh, if you have no belief, then you can send your wife, or you can come with your wife in the midnight. I will give a boon to her that no one can
kill your husband
and thus you won't own the battle.
He will always be victorious.
So he became very happy and returned back to his camp, and next day in the meantime, he was preparing to come with her, his wife, there to Bhisham Pitamah when he was in trance, praying something. But by chance it was heavy rain and a storm, more than yesterday, so much. So, it was so rain, heavy rain, that he told his wife, oh, today we should stop. Oh, in rain, we will all be wetted and so much suffering we will have to do. So better we will go tomorrow. They stopped for tomorrow. And in the meantime, Draupadi, to Draupadi, Krishna came. Oh, Sakhi, at once you should be ready to come with me to Bhisham Pitamah. And you should hide your face with your veil and come with me. And there you should be like this. But veil should be here that he should not recognize you. So when they went there, and it was heavy, more heavier, heavier and heavier rain and storm. But anyhow, Krishna took umbrella or anyhow, he took Draupadi in his chariot and he went there. And there he sent, alone, he was in chariot, and he sent Draupadi to go. At that time, Bhisham Pitamah was in trance and praying, Lord, meditating. When she came, and then he anyhow knew that, oh, Duryodhan with his wife has come. Bhanumati, name of the Bhanumati, has come. So he opened his eyes. Oh, Bhanumati, oh, you have come. So I am giving boon, you, like you.
Pointing
to Draupadi.
That your husband will and in the battle you will be
victorious.
Victorious. Your opposite party will be destroyed. Finished. Then Draupadi took his veil up and began to smile. Then Bhisham Pitamah, are you? Oh, Draupadi, how you came? Who brought you? Panchali, how you came here? Who brought you? Oh, my Sakha, where is he? In the chariot. Oh, at once Krishna came. Krishna came. Chariot. And he did pranam. Oh, Prabhu, I know those who have totally taken your shelter, anyone in this world cannot do anything against him. I know that. How you knew all these things? Oh, you are Supreme Lord. Anyone cannot do anything. So, I'm telling, those who have taken fully surrender in the lotus feet of Krishna and Gurudev, anyone can disturb them. No problem can check them. So be like this and take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. You can do what you are not doing. This is the fact. You are thinking that we are doer. Don't think that you are doer. Don't think that I am so intelligent, more than anyone, more than Swamiji even I am. So many thought like that, Kirtanananda and so many, and they did so many offenses. Don't do like this. Be humble and be offered to Krishna, totally. Then you say, then this bhakti will come, otherwise how it will come? So, if any problem comes, whether it is happiness or any suffering, you should see that this is due to the mercy of Krishna. Perhaps this is the lost. You should abhinandan karo uska.
Welcome him.
Welcome this thing, the mercy of Krishna. Don't be ready with a bomb to
shoot a mosquito.
Don't do. Everything is all due to your activities past. Or here, who made that problem for Pandava, Krishna. He introduced them to play gamble, and Draupadi was given, and so many things were done. How? That I am protecting always my devotees. They were given in fire, like Prahlad Maharaj. But Krishna shaped them.
Poisoned by
Duryodhana, but also shaped. So if you are like that, and doing bhakti always, oh, Krishna will bring his umbrella on and save you, as he saved everywhere. So be very bold in bhakti. Don't be weak. And practice bhakti yoga and be happy forever. And where it is received, it is sadhu sangha. And in sadhu, who is supreme? Gurudev, if bona fide. So we must do. For a moment we should not wait for this. Don't wait. For sadhu sangha, we must attend and must follow, doing pranam to that Gurudev, devotee, who is arranging all these things, and the place where Harikatha, and to Harikatha, and thus go on. Then, oh, bhakti will come. Even mukti, always praying in the lotus feet of bhakti. So mukti pade sadaya bhar. Shamanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padi shivanam archanam bandanam dasya sakha. For preface, I want to tell you that a new Prahlad Maharaj, he was among the four sons of Hiranyakashipu. His father was so
powerful.
His body was made by
thunderbolt.
He has a boon from Brahma that any one in your creation should not kill me. I should not be killed in out and in of any house. In day and night.
In the sky or on the land?
On the land. Anywhere. Any wild animal or insect or anything. I should not be killed.
Not in a month.
Even month. In a year. And what became?
Not by any weapon.
And he was so powerful. Oh, last boy, last son, Prahlad Maharaj, he was sent to Gurukul. In the Gurukul of the sons of Sukracharya. And when, after some days, when he studied, he came back and his mother decorated him and sent to father, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu saw a very beautiful son, like demigods, very beautiful. And he picked up in his lap and told, Prahlad, what you have studied in your Gurukul or school, can you tell that thing? And then he told. What he told? You should.
Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father, what is the best thing that you learned in school today? And Prahlad, being very honest, addressed his father, Asurya Vara Dehinam, O best of the demons. what I've learned best in school, of course, Prahlad didn't learn this from his demon teachers. He learned this from Narada Muni, his real teacher, that Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam.
No, no. Tat Asura Bharjadehinam Sada Hitvat. This meaning.
Prahlad Maharaj is telling about the well that the materialist falls into, the well of materialistic family life. Griham Andakupam. Under means blind, a blind well. Somebody may be walking in the forest, like there's so many forest lands here in Hawaii, and he may not see that there's a big old dry well. So, and it's covered by grasses.
In Western countries, no well perhaps.
A ditch.
Huh?
There are ditches. Yeah. So he'll fall in the ditch, and just before he reaches the bottom, he grabs onto some branches that are hanging over the ditch or the well from both sides from a tree. And he looks down and he sees that there are very poisonous snakes just waiting to bite him. When he looks up, he sees that on the land there's a very dangerous, ferocious tiger. And he sees that these branches, which he's hanging onto for his very dear life, have two rats sitting on them. One branch has a white rat, and one branch has a black rat. And both of these rats are nibbling at the branches, so that any moment the branch will break and he'll fall into the well and be eaten by the snakes, unless he jumps onto the land, at which point he'll be eaten by the tigers. So his life is very precarious. But at the same time, hanging also from the tree is a big beehive. And from that beehive is honey dripping. And the honey just happens to be located in such a place that drop by drop, it's falling. Every so often, a drop falls on his tongue. And he's thinking, as Gurudev said, oh, so sweet. He's forgetting that his life is so precarious. This is compared in the Srimad Bhagavatam third canto with the pitter-patter of the child's baby's footsteps, or the broken words of a person's child, or the sweet words of his wife, husband, or beloved. So we forget how precarious our life is. The white rat represents day, and the black rat represents night. The tiger and the snakes represent death and the results of our sinful fruit of activities. So Prahlad Maharaj is urging his father that you're so powerful now, but at any moment death can come to you and you don't know where you're going next. And this is our situation as well. And I just want to make one comment. In 1997, Srila Gurudev gave an entire lecture on this verse, Tatenu Kampam Shushamikshamanam. And he said that you should always keep this verse in your heart. He noticed while he was beginning the lecture that some of the devotees were distracted. Some were even chanting silently on their malas. Some were making garlands. Some were doing different things and they were a little bit distracted. So he said, this verse is so important that you should open up your eyes very wide and look at me just while I'm here these few days, and then you can do anything you want. Open up your eyes wide and look at me. Open up your ears very wide and open up your mouth very wide. Why should you open up your mouth? Because as the wife of Vyasadeva had her mouth wide open when she was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from her husband, Sukadeva Goswami, in the form of a bird, flew in. So Gurudev said, Sukadeva Goswami will come into your mouth if you keep it wide open while you're listening to me. And Sukadeva Goswami represents transcendental knowledge.
Very good, very good. Oh, hearing this, he became very furious. And again, he was sent to school. And after some time, again, he was called. What you have
learned from
your Gurudev? Again he is telling what you Shamanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pad Sivanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam Satkam. What they are giving, or myself, try to open and take very seriously. Otherwise, you will be what? Come in the grasp of Maya.
In this verse, Srila Prahlada Maharaj is giving us very important instructions, and this is as follows. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Satyam Atmanivedanam Iti Kuntharkita Vishnu Bhaktischa Navalakhana Kriyate Bhagavat Tadha Tanmanyahitam Uttamam. Prahlada Maharaj is telling that those people who are intelligent, who are very wise, what they do? They offer themselves unto the lotus feet of Lord Hari. They perform unconditional surrender at his lotus feet. And then what they do? They hear about his pastimes, Shravanam. This is the very first step. This is how the process of bhakti begins. One must carefully hear to the transcendental sound vibration which is emanating from the mouth of realized souls. And thereby he should try to understand the goal of life and the essence of all the shastras. Then gradually when he hears and continues to hear with attention, what happens? Kirtan, he will now be able and qualified to speak about the pastimes of the Lord. As his realization becomes more deeper and deeper, his kirtan and his remembrance, smaranam, will also intensify, and all these activities will become more natural for him to perform. This is also important for those who are not able to perform it naturally, because this is the only way we can purify these propensities. We all have the urge to speak. We all always contemplate of so many material sense objects meant for our sense of gratification or for our selfish purposes. But if we rather try to meditate on the Supreme Lord and about the pastimes and the wonderful activities of the devotees, we can gradually surrender ourselves and purify ourselves. Then, what is next? Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. We should try to serve the Lord by visiting his temples and also circumambulating the Dham, and then we should try to serve his devotees in as many ways possible as we can. Then, Archan, one should try to perform the arti with 16 kind of paraphernalia or 5 or even more elaborate if one can. Then one should try to Archanam Vandanam. One should try to offer prayers with deep regression in his heart. One should, as we heard this very verse, Tatte Nukampam Susamikshemanam, realizing his grief-stricken position, his insignificant position, he should try to beg for the mercy of the Lord so that he may be allowed and he may be empowered to follow the practice of bhakti in this difficult time of Kali Yuga. Then, what is next? Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. One should try to become the servant, which is our true nature. That's the eternal nature or constitutional position of all the living entities. But because of our forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord and our sweet relationship with Him, we are thinking ourselves to be the masters. So we should try to become His servant. How can we become His servant? By serving His devotees. This is the only way we can become His servants. He is time and again saying, those who try to serve me, I may not receive their service. But those who are serving my devotees, I am eternally indebted to them, for I am sold to them. So this is the most easiest way we can please the Lord. And finally, we should try to, in and out, each and every atom of our energy, through our all activities of body, mind and verse, we should surrender ourselves to the Supreme Lord. Then only this performance will be regarded as bhakti. If one has not surrendered and is trying to do Shravana Kirtan, it is not bhakti.
So surrender is first step, gateway of bhakti. If you are not surrendered, you cannot enter in bhakti in lakhs and lakhs, thousand births. So, first you should do this. Iti punsa arpita. But we are not seeing Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, if your guru is bona fide, oh, first try to learn sharanagati from him. You should offer in his... Oh, I don't know anything wrong or right. What he will tell, what he will advise, or what he will order, I must follow that. First thing. Without taking the shelter of Gurudev. But when he Gurudev, Harinam and Diksha, Diksha means, oh, by that process, Divya Gyan will come. So many devotees are fearing that I should not take Diksha, or should I take?
I am unqualified. Unqualified
are these. All whole world is unqualified. So this is not important. What is important? That without this I cannot be happy. So what is the goal of my life? By that practice, that process of Diksha, anyone can come enter in the realm of bhakti. Without Diksha it is absurd, quite absurd. By that process, oh Guru, oh, gives transcendental move to serve Krishna. Without that, how we can enter? Never and never. So no hesitation should be there, no doubt. At once in a moment, they should try to come in process of Diksha. By this process, Diksha, there are two things. The Divya Gyan, transcendental knowledge will come. And if transcendental knowledge is not coming, then how you can serve and how you can be happy? So first, Divya Gyan Krishna, through Guru gives. And then, Ksha, all kinds of unwanted things, anartha, even endless chain of birth and death, all kinds of your attachment to world, sense gratifications, very easily it will go. Why we fear to come in this process, I don't know. They are like what?
The word of
silly.
Swamiji.
Rascal
or what? What should I give you? They are most unfortunate and they have no intelligence. They are like more than animals. They cannot decide this. So we should decide and do. That is here. Punsang, by this word it has been told. And then what became? He became more furious. And he tried to
kill him.
He gave so much high class of poisons. Serpents he used. Elephants to crush. In fire he gave. He did what he could do. But he could not do anything. Then, thought that, this boy, very dangerous. He can kill me, perhaps. And he feared. Then the sons of Gurudev, they took them and they told that, my father is coming, Shukracharya, very soon he will be reformed. So you should give this child again to Gurukul. And he took to Gurukul. And so many things. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling, Ahang hare to pada padai kamula dasonu daso bhavitasmi bhuya manasmaret asupater gunan angrihito vak karma karma. One kirtan. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Now come to me again with me. This is shlok, Hare Ang Hare To Padaikam. Anyhow, Narsingdev has menaced. He has told Indra, stop your nonsense. Don't disturb our classes. And now Narsingdev has managed. Up till now, no. But after this, I will not take guarantee. Oh, rain may come at any time. It may come, we have finished our classes. Or you want to hear more. But it is difficult for me. Not more than 1 hour. We have passed more than 1 hour. Anyhow, we'll continue for a devotee, pure devotee, surrendered devotee, whether they are in this world or they are liberated, they may be anywhere in anywhere, but they will not give up their bhakti because they are a surrendered soul. There was a bhakta, high class of devotee. First he was in family life, and he was not satisfied with his family life. He was a very big king, unlimited wealth, army, everything he has, very palace, good palaces. But he was not happy, because no son. And he was thinking, if there is no son, after me who will look after? And who will liberate me by giving
Oblation.
You understand? In Indian culture, here in these countries or not, I cannot tell, but in India. Oh, when father mother dies, he makes some ceremony and he offers something. That he will be liberated. So who will do? I have no son. If I will have no son, then it is due to my past activities. And he was very worried. In the meantime, one rishi came. What name?
Angira
Rishi. He was liberated soul.
like Narada Rishi, and he came there and told, "O king, I'm looking you. You are very worried. Why you are worried? Oh, have you no good, beautiful wife, qualified? Oh, yes, I have. Your wealth? Oh, very good. Oh, excessive. Then why? I have everything, all right. But I have no child, no son. So, after me, who will look after this kingdom? And what will be of this? And I will not be liberated also. So please give me one son." He told that, "I am very vividly looking that in your
forehead
that, oh, for so many lives you have no son. Totally not son." He told that, "I know. But I know also that you are very strong personality of person. And you can do anything. If you will tell that a son must come to you, a son will come to me." He tried to last his level best to teach him that by this anyone cannot be happy in this world. Only by bhakti yoga anyone can be satisfied and he can be happy. But he was persisting that I want one lesson. Anyhow you should give. And then what he did? Anyhow he became his one son, himself, like a son, Angiradisha. He hide his body anywhere and by very
mystic power
he became his son. He told that, "I will give you son, but that son will be
cause of
happiness and distress."
He could not understand. He was attacked by Maya, so he could not understand the inner meaning, deep meaning. "Oh, he will be against me, no harm. I will go to forest and I will do bhajan. But I want a son." And then he, a son, very quickly a son from his highest class of qualified,
most beloved
wife, a son came by her own. And he was developing day by day like moon, you know. And it becomes full moon in this way. Oh, he is telling Indra that, "Hey, you told me only for 1 hour and you have passed, so you should finish your class. Better to finish our class and tomorrow we will do." Anyhow, what became after that? After 5 years, he was very beautiful son, qualified. And the wives, he has so many wives.
100,000 wives.
Don't disbelieve. At that time So they became envious that now king have so much love and affection for
only one queen.
One king who has son. And he does not look after us, even for a soap, for oil, for anything, like any maid servant. He never talks with us. So better we should remove this cause of problem. And they get very heavy, strong poison. And in a moment, he died. And then all were weeping. There was no anyone to
console them.
And at that time, Angira with Narada Rishi came. They tried to console, but that they were not consoling. At that time, Narada told, kept his hand on the
chest.
I'm telling very
short.
Kept, and, you should get up. Where you have been? And at once he shut down. Where you have been? Oh, your father and mother all are weeping bitterly for you. Then he replied, "Where I've gone, I'm very happy. There was no chance to do bhajan here. Now I'm very happy there. I don't want to be with them. I don't know in what birth they were my father, mother. Sometimes I have become also their father, mother. So you allow us, me, to go to there where I have a chance to do bhajan. Then Narada told, do you want that he should be your son? They told that no. Where he is happy, he should go away. Now we have realized that without bhakti we cannot be happy. And then he fell flat on the feet of Narada Rishi and Angira Rishi, that you should help me, that I should be happy. They told that you should take diksha at once, don't delay. And he took, and the Narada Rishi and Angira Rishi gave mantra, and they inspired them. And after that he became realized, liberated. And then he was here and there. By chance he came one day in Kailash near Shankar, and Parvati was there. Shankar was totally naked, and his wife, very beautiful, you know, universe. Miss Universe, more than that. No? And Shankar, oh, naked, totally naked, and took her in his lap. At that time, Chitraketu Maharaj with Biman.
Aeroplane,
not like this. In these aeroplanes may be accident. Oh, in that plane no accident. Oh. It was controlled by only mind. Oh, come down, come down. Oh, you should go. You should be bigger. You should be cold. You should be hot. Everything by mind control. So, he was. And he saw that, oh, my friend, my god brother, Shankar is there. And he came down. And he joked with him, oh, Shankar, you are naked, and you taking your wife, beautiful wife, and here there are so many rishis, maharshi, all. So try to control yourself, otherwise they cannot digest you. Parvati became very furious, and oh, here Brahma and others are, Narada and oh, so many, Shanak, Sanandan, oh, they have no
objection. They are giving advice to him.
God. They are not so bold to tell like this, that you told. I think that you are guru of Shankar. You are not guru of Shankar. So I am the giving course. And she told, at once you should be a demon. And what he becomes? Began to become a demon. Oh, Shankar was very much angry to Parvati. He told that, oh, you are beautiful and that is why you have false ego. You don't recognize the how high class of devotee is he. You told her to be like so. But he could have been, countered. But he is satisfied. Whether he will be in demon or life or anywhere, demigods or anywhere, he will be happy. But you have not recognized, and you have done wrong. If in return, if you he has given you
curse,
then what you have done? So he is more advanced than you. And then he was not unhappy by hearing that course. And then he became Vritrasu and fighting with Indra. Telling Indra, oh, bogus Indra, I don't want to keep this body because it is demon body. And in this body, I cannot have so much love and affection and bhakti for Krishna. So please kill me. And he has
thunderbolt
in his hand, but he could not. then he is telling this shloka. Oh, he cannot do anything bogus. How he can? And he was hearing these shlokas from the mouth of Chitraketu Maharaj. He was thinking, oh, how high class devotee, more thousand than more.
Better than me.
How can I kill? I cannot. Then he is again telling, oh, Indra. If you cannot do, and then he is praying to Krishna, Anghare, I will explain tomorrow. Gaur, Prema, take something in your heart from me and be happy. Follow these processes and try to overcome by the endless birth and death. This is not your first human form. It may be lost if you are following. So you should follow that process and be happy. Gaur Prema. Yo.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Oh, one thing. Oh, I want that you should learn Jai Jai Gura Chander Artik Sobha in full. Like, no, they don't do. Only one line they do and after that they finish. I want that in full. And then also Jai Jai Radha Krishna Yugalan. And then Tulsi Parikrama Arti and finish. And then Prasadam. Very delicious Prasadam. You can take to here and chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
This is from Chandrika.
Hare
said the poetry. This is Gopal's painting in the front.
Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Guru Deva Jaya Patit Pavan, Guru Deva Patit Pavan, Guru Deva Jaya Patit Gora Haribo, 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 Gora Haribo,
Haribo.
Pictures and put them in.
Nitai Goranga Jaya, Nitai Goranga.
Nitai Goranga Jaya, Nitai Goranga.
Nitai Goranga.